We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here is your host, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans. Welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination, and your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network. I'm Brian Posick. While in late November, the Wisconsin men's hockey team lost four players to COVID quarantine just 2 days before facing Arizona State and got swept at Lebanon Arena 8-5 and 3-1. Tony Granato's Badgers got some payback this past weekend. The two-game series was supposed to start Friday night, but was delayed one day because of COVID issues within the ASU program. In the opener Saturday night, Jack Gorniak, Josh Hess, and Ty Peltonby scored in the first period. Tyler Inamoto added another goal in the second. The Badgers allowed only 11 shots on goal all night and blanked ASU 4-0. Cameron Rowe earned his first collegiate shutout, although he wasn't tested very often. Game 2 Sunday night, Rowe faced as many shots in the first period as he had the night before. In Arizona State scored a power play goal 8 minutes in for a 1-0 lead, but Linus Weisbach tied the game with a power play marker of his own before a series of penalties midway through the first resulted in another man advantage for the Badgers.
Caulfield with it. Weisbach has a power play goal tonight. Holloway, Pelton buys back out there. Open Caulfield shoots and scores. Oh, he makes it look so easy.
It was Caulfield's eighth goal of the season, and the Badgers took a 2-1 advantage into the first intermission. Then, late in the second period, they added to their lead.
Caulfield's got it. Finds Borlicki. By Pelton Weiss. Back to Borlicki. He'll shoot one. He scores!
It remained 3-1 until Arizona State cut the deficit to 1 during a delayed 5-minute major penalty against Roman Ashan with just over 7 minutes to play. But the Badgers killed off that penalty thanks in large part to Cameron Rowe, who made 11 of his 23 saves in the third period, and then the Badgers put it away.
And Sanchez has it. His pass intercepted by Jason Doogie. Jason Doogie's going to skip the length of the ice and tuck in the empty netter. And Wisconsin will get the series sweep.
Brock Caulfield followed Doogie's empty netter with one of his own, and the Badgers beat the Sun Devils 5-2. Senior forward Ty Peltonby says it was nice to get some payback against the Sun Devils, who, like the Badgers in November, were shorthanded this time due to injuries and COVID.
It was a huge couple games. When we came back, we had the goal of the sweep this weekend. So, you know, when you come in and play against half our team and start making sweeping motions with your stick after the second game, that's what's going to happen. So we were confident in what we had this week. So I think we handled it really well.
Wisconsin posted its third series sweep of the season, one more than all of last season. It's also the first time the Badgers have swept three of their first seven series since the 2013-14 season. That's the last time they made the NCAA tournament. So Wisconsin's 8-6 after winning four of its last five and remains 12th in the latest U.S. College Hockey Online poll, heading to State College to resume Big Ten play Thursday and Friday night against Penn State. We'll hear from head coach Tony Granato coming up in just a bit. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin women's hockey team regained its number one national ranking 1 week after losing that honor to Minnesota following a 2-1 overtime loss to Ohio State. The Badgers were outplayed for the most part in both games against the Buckeyes, so Coach Mark Johnson spent the week of practice emphasizing effort, intensity, and making simple plays, and Wisconsin did just that when the top-ranked Gophers came to LeBron Arena. In Game 1 Friday afternoon, the Badgers jumped out to an early lead on goals from Sophie Shirley and Dara Gregg. Britta Curl and Daryl Watts scored in the second period. Freshman McKenna Webster added another goal in the third, and Kennedy Blair made 30 saves as Wisconsin shut out Minnesota 5-0 for the second most lopsided victory in the series history. Then in the series finale Saturday, co-captain Brett Pettit scored 4 minutes into the game for a 1-0 lead before the newest Badger, Lacey Eden, made her presence known.
Here's a steal by Eden, looking for Drake. Nice sauce pass back to Eden. She scores. Give and go. Eden to Drake. Back to Eden. 2-0.
Eden had decommitted from Princeton when the Ivy League canceled its season due to the pandemic and joined the Badgers last week. Her goal made it 2-0 on Saturday. The Gophers rallied to tie it before Britta Curl's goal in the second made it 3-2. Minnesota pulled even again just before the second intermission, but the Badgers took the lead right back early in the third.
Here's Bowlby off for Watts. Little bit of space, and she just scores. Watts just lit the lamp with a beautiful individual effort and snapshot to beat Lauren Bench, and the Badgers regain the lead.
Daryl Watts' goal made it 4-3. Pettit scored her second marker of the game 2 minutes later. Then Watts sealed it with an empty net goal in the final minute, and Wisconsin completed the sweep of its arch rival with a 6-3 victory.
Prior to this weekend, we were struggling to score. So we scored, I think, 11 goals this weekend, which is just like incredible, especially because it's against the Gophers. So, you know, we have so much confidence right now, and I think we're finally in a rhythm. Things have been a bit weird, you know, prior to this with COVID and just the circumstances. So moving forward, I think we're going to be really dangerous.
Yeah, the Badger women had scored only 7 goals in their first 4 games since the Christmas break. But as Watts mentioned, they potted 11 against the Gophers, the most they've ever scored in a 2-game series against Minnesota. And Wisconsin swept a top-ranked team for the first time since doing so against Minnesota Duluth 19 years ago. So the Badgers are 6-2 atop the WCHA and hit the road to play St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock, and we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson a little later in the show. The Wisconsin Hockey Hour is brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network, and stay tuned. Tony Granato is coming up next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Sean Clary. When we started Clary Building Corp in 1978, quality craftsmanship and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Clary Building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches, and our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
The Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination, and your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network. Head coach Tony Granato joins us after Wisconsin's series sweep of Arizona State, winning Saturday 4-0 and then Sunday 5-2. Badgers have won 4 of 5, now 8-6 on the season, heading to Penn State to resume Big Ten play Thursday and Friday. And, you know, Tony, you played so well against Minnesota in your first series back from Christmas break. And I know that the players in your locker room wanted to make amends for the sweep that Arizona State put on you back in November when you were shorthanded because of various different reasons. And boy, I tell you, you got after it right away in game one on Saturday, scored 3 goals in the first period, only gave up 11 shots on goal. And then game two, you felt that Arizona State was going to push back, and they did. And it was a 1-goal game in the third, but a big penalty kill by your club on a 5-minute major, a couple of empty net goals, and Cameron Rowe was good in goal. Two good games, two different games, but two good results for your club. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I thought it was really important. You know, we had the week we were supposed to play on Friday, and then you get ready to play Friday and you get a postponement and you say, hey, we're going to probably play Saturday, Sunday. And there was a lot of uncertainty on whether or not the games were going to move forward. And fortunately, they did. And, you know, I really liked the way we came out in the first game. You know, it was like you said, there was some memories that were not sitting well with us from our previous series against Arizona State. So we wanted to come out and kind of set the tone for how the series was going to be played early in the series, which means the first few shifts of the first game. And I thought we did that. I thought we got in on the forecheck. I think we were very physical. We took away their speed by frustrating them without how we played with their tenacity away from the puck. And they never really got going in the first game. In the second game, you know, we had seemed like we had complete control of the game. When we were up 3-1 in the second period there, we had lots of zone time, and it looked like we were going to, you know, pull away there, and their goalie made some saves. I think we got a little bit too cute with some plays in the offensive zone, and we weren't able to get that next one. And then the third period, they came out, played extremely hard to try to get back into the game, to try to salvage something out of the weekend, and they were able to score on the major penalty call. So you pull within one, you score a goal, and you get a 5-minute major to boot to have to deal with from the PK side of things. And at that time, it was one of the opportunities for our team to see what we were made of again. And, you know, we needed good goaltending, and we got a couple saves there. We needed penalty killers to step up and get the job done. They did that. So when you look at the weekend, it was complete. Our specialty teams, we got 2 power play goals early in the game on Sunday night. And then the penalty kill had the big kill to you know, save the victory for us. You get goaltending, you get solid performances, just about everybody in your lineup. And, you know, so it was a good weekend for us.
Yeah, I tell you, both games, 5-on-5, I thought you dominated play. And at times it seemed like in the offensive zone, almost toying with Arizona State, just trying to find shooting lanes. And if you stay out of the box, and generally this works for most good teams, you stay out of the box, you give yourself a heck of a lot better chance of winning.
You do, you know, they had some players that were really good offensively. They were averaging 4 goals per game in their last 10 or 12 games. So they're a good team. And skilled players, if you play them tight defensively 5-on-5, sometimes they don't get the feels or the touches on the puck enough to get into the game. And then you get them a power play all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden they get a little bit of time, a little bit of space, and they get to their game. And we were able to, you know, for the most part, up until that major penalty, we did a really good job of being disciplined in the series. We had a call early in the game that got Arizona State a lead, which, you know, was a call that we didn't see or understand. We had too many men on the ice call against us where where I think the ref just made a mistake and saw something that wasn't there. But fortunately for us, we got a couple calls that went our way, and we ended up capitalizing on the power plays and took advantage of that. So it was kind of a weird first period,
yeah.
You know, to start the second game. We came out of it okay. And then again, like you said, the second period, our offensive zone time was probably the best period we've had all year about controlling the play on their end. And like I said earlier, I think we got a little bit fancy. It was a little bit too easy for us as far as being able to make plays in the offensive zone. And instead of shooting pucks when we had opportunities to, we tried one more pass or one more little, you know, fancy play. And because of that, we weren't able to put them away there. So there were lots of great things to be excited about. I think the message, you know, for us at the end of the game was we were proud of how the weekend went, especially because, you know, we did have a chip on our shoulder from, you know, the previous series against Arizona State when we played with, a short team or short bench. And I think we handled it the right way. We played hard. We played physical. We let Arizona State know really right from opening faceoff that we were ready to compete and find ways to win two games, and we were able to do that.
Yeah. As we've talked about special teams.
This meeting is being recorded.
As we've talked about, special teams were key on in game two on Sunday. And you know, we know that you have the talent on the power play to put the puck away. It hadn't produced any goals since the Christmas break, but two on Sunday. And you know, it's fun watching those five skaters move around the ice together and exchanging places. Linus Weisbach, Cole Caulfield, Dylan Holloway, Ty Pelton-Bice, and Roman Ashan. That's a tough fivesome to stop.
It is. And you know, the Minnesota series and the first game of the series there, the puck movement was good. We just weren't getting the results. We had a couple plays the night before in the first game where they looked like, they were going to execute and tap one in the back door or they were going to be able to finish, and didn't happen. But, you know, sometimes when that happens, it's important that you stay with the plan and the principles of what makes your power play successful. And last night we were able to do that and capitalize on our first two chances, which was big. And that was pretty basic. I mean, you get back to the top, we get a shot from the point from the top, went through and got in. And then the next one, we went cross seam. We went, you know, Holloway cross seam all the way over to Cole. And as soon as it went on Cole's stick, it was in the back of the net. So we were able to execute. And I think we became more aggressive shooters and stopped the fancy stuff. And I think when your power play struggles for numbers, if you can get back to just a mentality of, hey, if we get a chance to shoot it, it's coming to the net. That mentality generally gets your power play up and running and going again. And fortunately for us, it did last night.
Sure. And again, the penalty kill was really good in the finale, and we'll talk more about that and the goaltending of Cameron Rowe when we come back with head coach Tony Granato. You're listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield, IMG College.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext. It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Enter to win football or basketball tickets for the 21-22 season. Visit amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win. That's amfam.com/badgers. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. Tony Granato's with us after a sweep of Arizona State. And, you know, special teams, we talked about the power play in the last segment. We briefly spoke about the penalty kill. You actually killed off a 5-on-3 power play in that first period on Sunday, and then Arizona State eventually scored. But that 5-minute major, you know, I mean, the four skaters you had on the ice were really good. We saw Jesper Peltonen and Anthony Kerr out there a number of times. Tyler Inamoto, maybe your best penalty killer from the defensive side of things, was unable to go in the third period. I mean, he had a heck of a weekend, but I don't know what more you can say about the young men making sure that Cameron Rowe could see the puck come his way. And then when it did, Rowe made the stops and rarely gave up rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. You go into that penalty kill. Roman, if there's a 5-minute major, he would have been part of that penalty kill group as well. He's out because he's in the box. And, you know, Inno has been our horse at the back end of blocking shots and getting in the way and clearing bodies out and been a great penalty killer for us, you know, since he's been here. So yeah, but you always ask and you always expect, you know, your other players to be able to handle additional work. And, you know, we had Jay Doogie in the lineup, which really helped us in a 5-minute kill because he's a killer that is experienced. And, you know, he got quite a few reps in that 5-minute kill as well. So I think all in all, you know, it was a good battle test for our team to be ready for a challenge. The game was on the line. It seemed like we were in complete control of the weekend. All of a sudden it's a 1-goal game and you get a 5-minute penalty to kill, you know, late in the third period of the second night. So we handled it well. Cam Rowe, again, stood tall. I liked his control of his rebounds. You know, he kept them tight to himself. So if they were, you know, if he wasn't able to cover, it was close to him. So it didn't bounce out to the slot area. And our D backed in and did a good job of tying up bodies as well. So it was a great kill for us. Owen Lindmark would get the empty netter. And Jason Doogie, who got the empty net, those two guys that deserve to get a goal out of that because you kill a 5-minute penalty and then they pull their goal in. Both those guys were able to get, you know, on the score sheet because of it. So it was a big point of our season. You know, if that PK goes sour and they tie the game up there, you know, puts us on our heels there. And fortunately for us, we got the job done real happy with how our PK is played. Yeah.
As far as Cameron Rowe, you know, he's started three of the last five games, victorious in all three. He's allowed only three goals in that span as well. And, you know, he does, for a freshman walking into Big Ten hockey, and I know Arizona State's a non-conference opponent, but they're playing Big Ten teams every single weekend. I mean, he just has some composure about him. And I know you spoke about Robbie Badun too. Both are pushing each other and backing each other, and that's a pretty good goaltending group you got right there too with true freshman Ben Garrity.
It is, and it's something, you know, coming into this year, we knew that that was an area we were going to have to be stronger in. You know, not only do you need good goaltenders, you need your team to play good team defense. So I think the commitment's been there from our defensemen, from our forwards, on working to allow our goaltenders to be better. But the poise and the confidence that both of the guys that played with, they give us something that I think is really important for a team to have is, you know, they don't get flustered back there. They stay in their net. They're calm in their net when there's heavy traffic or there's, you know, chaos around the front of your net. Those guys stay strong and tall and poised. And I think that helps our team settle down. And so, yeah, Cam Rowe for a freshman. You know, he came from the development team, so he's had big stage games and has been in, you know, international tournaments and worn the USA sweater. So he's been in, you know, a tough situation. So he's got a lot of experience that way. So I think that the transition to college for him was a little bit easier from, you know, and a little bit different from guys that just, you know, come from high school or come from different leagues because he's had some pretty big stages to play on. And you know, like you said, he's last three games, he's allowed three goals against. So you can't ask for a much better performance out of your goaltender. And it gives us a nice, you know, 1-2 combo. And you mentioned Ben Garrett. He hasn't gotten into a game yet. He's been a little banged up since Christmas, so he hasn't got a full set of practices in the past couple weeks. But he's another guy that gives us depth at that position. So we're really happy with how our goaltending's, you know, performed this year.
All right. Well, whoever's in goal Thursday or Friday is going to face a lot of shots. That's what Penn State likes to do, heave it at the net. The Badgers resume Big Ten play this weekend in State College. We'll preview the series with Tony Granato in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield, IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Enter to win football or basketball tickets for the 21-22 season. Visit amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win. That's amfam.com/badgers. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. When we started Cleary Building Corp in 1978, quality craftsmanship and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Cleary Building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clearybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches, and our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
The Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network. Wisconsin in second place in the Big Ten, 8 points behind Minnesota, but has two games in hand on the Golden Gophers, who got swept at home by Notre Dame this past weekend. Penn State at home this past weekend swept Michigan State. The Nittany Lions have won 7 of their last 9 after an 0-5 start. Guy Gadowski had to replace a boatload of talent that had graduated from a year ago, and it seems to have the team playing pretty well right now. Tony Granato's Badgers go to State College to resume Big Ten play this weekend, and we know what Penn State's all about. They come off the bench and shoot the puck. Actually, they're on the bench and they shoot the puck. They average about 40 plus shots on goal per game. They're not scoring as much as we've seen in the past. They're a little bit better defensively as well, and you know what it's like playing at Pegula Ice Arena. This is going to be a challenge on Thursday and Friday.
Absolutely, and you know, you just said that the statistics in their past, 9 games have been really solid. So they're playing as well as anybody. They skate well. They had the tough start. We beat them twice in our building. They lost a couple to Minnesota before they got here. So they jumped into the Big Ten schedule and had two tough road matches and didn't come out well. But they went home. They regrouped. They buckled down defensively. I think they're getting better goaltending. I think the first couple of weeks, their goaltending wasn't great, but there's a couple of kids back there that are really good goalies that have gotten a little rhythm going now. And like you said, they have an identity to them. They skate, and offensively, they are as aggressive of shooters as you'll see in anywhere in hockey. So, you know, they cross center ice and expect the puck to be delivered to your net. So we'll have to be sharp defensively on how we go back for pucks and return pucks. And what we would like to do is establish a forecheck similar to the way we did against Arizona State, make them have to play in D zone, and don't allow them to open the game up where they slingshot guys out of their end, you know, frequently. They go board to board coming out of their end with wide speed. They try to spread the rink out as fast as they can. So they're good at it, and we'll have to be sharp. We'll have to watch some video on it because it's something a little bit different than we've seen all year. They never really got their game going when they were here in Madison because, you know, we got leads and it'll be a challenge for us.
Yeah. You know, and before I let you go, I've heard a number of your players talk about how the team is playing for one another right now and sticking with the game plan as opposed to going off individually. I mean, Cole Caulfield, Linus Weisbach were two of the players that specifically said that to media members over the last several weeks. You can see the confidence being gained and how that confidence grows when you play as one. And, you know, you mentioned Jason Doogie during the penalty kill. Tony, you're rotating four lines without a drop-off. You're rotating six D-men without a drop-off. I mean, everybody's contributing right now, and that's what builds a team and builds its character and builds its identity.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, any sport, you know, anytime you're around a team, you know, when you can get contributions out of everybody, when everybody understands the importance of their contributions towards others' success, you have a chance. And, you know, right now, you know, we're in a good spot based on the fact of what you just said. Four lines are contributing in all different ways. We got guys coming into the lineup that are able to contribute in different ways. We got goaltenders that are, you know, not just sitting on the bench watching, they're getting action. You got all, you know, the defensemen being part of whether they're power play unit or penalty killing unit, they understand their roles. So right now things are going well. And, you know, the first, you know, 10 games of the year before Christmas, we didn't have a full team. We were playing with, you know, bits and pieces of our team. We lost Holloway right out of the gate to Hockey Canada. And we lost Bice the second weekend because of an injury. Then we lost a few other guys because of, you know, quarantine issues going on. And we were kind of putting pieces together just to kind of, you know, kind of hold the fort down, so to speak, because it was, you know, it wasn't our team. And I we put a lot of guys in different positions. We had a lot of guys, you know, Josh Yates played, you know, a great game for us, a great two games for us at Ohio State as a winger because we were so short up front. So we've asked a lot of different guys to fill in different spots. I think it's kind of built a little bit of pride in ourselves of being, you know, resilient. To learning a little bit more about understanding what it takes to be part of a team. So far it's good, but like, you know, I started this off with, to win at any sport, you have to be a team. You have to be there for one another. And I think, you know, we're starting to grow as a group. We're starting to appreciate each other's contributions as a group. You know, I think if you look at last night's game, Anthony Carrier, I don't know if he got on the score sheet or not, but he was a huge impact in that game and in the weekend. And you look at Mike Vorlicky, he did get on the score sheet and rewarded for it, but it was his best weekend of the year. And then you look at Jason Doogie, he didn't play in the first game. He comes in the second game as a huge part of our penalty killing unit that saves the game for us and then is able to contribute an empty net goal. And you look at Jack Gorniak. Jack Gorniak sat on the bench the first period with the power plays, penalty killed. And all of a sudden, you know, you need him to come up and get some big shifts going on the forecheck, and he does it. So it's been, you know, a nice thing that at the end of each game, you can look at each guy's contribution and say they all had a big part of that victory. And that's the way we're going to have to win. We got our goal scorers with Caulfield and Weisbach and some other players that are really talented offensively. But to win, you need everybody contributing. And that's what we got, you know, against Arizona State. And really, that's what we got against Minnesota. We played well enough to win two, but we also played the best team in the country at that time. And they found a way to win one of those. So we're going to have to continue to build from what we've done, continue to have to get contributions from everybody. You know, it's an exciting group to be part of, but we got to keep the momentum going.
All right. Tony, thanks, and best of luck in State College.
Appreciate that, Brian. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tony Granato, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers at Penn State Thursday and Friday. Both games start at 5 o'clock with pregame coverage at 4:30 here on the Badgers Sports Network. Stick around. We'll hear from Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. His team swept top-ranked Minnesota over the weekend. More of that and some other things as well as we move along here. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Badger fans, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Enter to win football or basketball tickets for the 21-22 season. Visit amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win. That's amfam.com/badgers. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. When we started Cleary Building Corp in 1978, quality, craftsmanship, and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Cleary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clearybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches, and our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. A quick look at the Big Ten standings. Minnesota's still in first place with 27 points despite losing three of its last four. Wisconsin's in second place, 9 points back, but with two games in hand on the Gophers. Notre Dame's in third place, 10 points behind Minnesota, 1 point behind Wisconsin. Michigan's then in fourth place, then Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State. The Buckeyes visit the Spartans Saturday and Sunday. Michigan meets Notre Dame in South Bend Thursday and Friday, about the same time the Gophers play Arizona State. In the women's WCHA, Wisconsin took over first place with its weekend sweep of Minnesota. Again, the top-ranked Badgers head to St. Cloud State to play the Huskies Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock. And we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up here in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield, IMG College.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. When we started Cleary Building Corp in 1978, quality, craftsmanship, and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Cleary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit clearybuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network. Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team regained its number one ranking nationally by sweeping then number one Minnesota last weekend at LeBron Arena, 5-0 and 6-3. Grace Bowlby, the senior defenseman, was named the WCHA's Defensive Player of the Week. And Daryl Watts, the senior forward, the WCHA Offensive or Forward of the Week. Watts had a six-point weekend against the Golden Gophers. And head coach Mark Johnson joins us now. Mark, I know when we spoke last week, it was following your series with Ohio State when, you know, at times you didn't see the effort that you wanted to see. And the Buckeyes took advantage in one game, two in overtime. You got your club fired up because they looked really good against the Gophers both Friday and Saturday. You had to be pleased.
Yeah, we were very pleased as a coaching staff. Obviously, the outcomes are important, but more so the effort and the commitment that the players made, you know, both Friday and Saturday. And, you know, playing against Ohio State was, you know, a learning opportunity that if you're going to be successful, you know, you have to maintain that competitiveness and you have to, you know, play on your toes and play aggressive and not really worry about making mistakes. And I thought, you know, on Friday's game, we came out, as you mentioned, with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. It was just unfortunate we didn't have 2,500 people at LeBron because they would have helped us out. But, you know, I give the players credit and the team credit for coming out with that energy. And, you know, we're playing against a real good Minnesota team. And the effort was there. The commitment was there. And then, you know, by the end of the night, we got rewarded with a solid victory. And then, you know, could we come back Saturday and maintain the same effort? And I thought Saturday's game was a very good college hockey game. It went back and forth. The score went back and forth. And, you know, then you get into the third period where there's 20 minutes to go and it's, okay, who wants it maybe just a little bit more? Who's going to step up and make a play or block a shot to get yourself in an advantage position? And, you know, when your best players make good plays like Darryl Watts on the, you know, on the fourth goal, which ended up being the game winner, you know, that makes the difference. And then, you know, are you able to maintain, you know, maybe the last 7 or 8 minutes with a goal lead or two goal lead, doing the little things necessary. So we did a lot of good things. And what most importantly is, you know, we grew from our weekend against Ohio State to the weekend against Minnesota.
Yeah. And with that sweep of Minnesota, the Badgers moved into first place in the WCHA. Daryl Watts is a 3-time All-American. She was a Patty Kazmaier Award winner at Boston College, the first freshman to win that award a few years ago. You know, and she leads the country in scoring right now. And you mentioned her goal in the third period on Saturday that proved to be the game winner. She got a nice feed from Grace Bowlby and in traffic just snapped off a shot that most men can't make, Mark. I mean, she's just gifted that way, isn't she?
Well, she's got a good shot, and, you know, her pucks a lot of times find the back of the net. And so, you know, from a coaching perspective, you know, she gets into those scoring areas, you know, especially from the top of the circle, inside the faceoff dots, you know, shoot the puck. And she actually used the Minnesota defenseman as a little bit of a screen. And just that split second where the goaltender, you know, loses sight of the puck, you know, she doesn't have enough time to react. And by the time she reacted, you know, it was barred down, a great shot. And I'm not sure even if she would have saw it, she would have stopped it because it was that good of a shot. But, you know, those are the little things that you try to get the players to understand. And, you know, it came at a big moment. It created some, you know, excitement on the bench and, you know, really steamroll us into a position to win the hockey game. So, you know, when she's on the score sheet, you know, when your better players are on the score sheet, generally you're going to be very successful.
Again, the Wisconsin women's hockey team back on top, the U.S. College Hockey Online poll in first place in the WCHA, heading to St. Cloud to take on the Huskies this weekend. We'll have more with Mark Johnson in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield, IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine.
So drive sober or get pulled over. Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Enter to win football or basketball tickets for the 21-22 season. Visit amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win. That's amfam.com/badgers. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
The Wisconsin Hockey Hour brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your official coaches radio show sponsor of the Badgers Sports Network. Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson with us following a sweep of Minnesota. Mark, you added a player last week by the name of Lacey Eden. She originally committed to Princeton, but when the Ivy League canceled its winter sports season, she had no place to play. She wasn't actually enrolled in school, so she decided to look around and reached out to Wisconsin. I know you had recruited her, and you know, going through some different information about Lacey Eden, she's a right-handed shot. She played at Shattuck St. Mary's the last couple of years and had 75 goals and 175 points in 96 games, something like that. If you don't know what Shattuck St. Mary's is all about, it's one of the best, if not the best, AAA hockey organizations in the country for young men and women trying to get to the collegiate ranks. She also won a gold medal with Team USA at the Under-18 World Junior or World Championship, a silver medal the year before. She's very talented, and I'll tell you, the first shift, why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me how this process all kind of came about? Because one thing we're seeing in collegiate athletics right now, especially in the midst of the pandemic, and the fact the NCAA is now allowing student-athletes to transfer one time without penalty, they don't have to sit out a season. That's not what this case is all about, but how exactly did you land Lacey Eden?
Well, as you mentioned, the Ivies aren't playing. Princeton, which is the school that she originally chose to go to, they're not even in school. And so, she was like a free agent. The only issues that you have to deal with out of respect to, the other programs and the other coaches is you're not going to get involved in a player and talk to a player until they're either released from a team, they're on the in the transfer portal, or they've decommitted from this team. And so as soon as, we got information that she was going to decommit, then it's an opportunity. She's a free agent. So I'm sure other schools were looking at her and talking to her. We were fortunate that we had a previous relationship. As you mentioned, she played with a couple of our players that are on our team this year. We also recruited her quite heavily. And so the big question became is, could you bring her in at semester? Could you get her on our roster with all the hoops that you have to go through with compliance, with the COVID situation, a lot of layers that we had to go through, but, with our medical staff, our trainers, our compliance people, we were able to put things together pretty quickly. And, she was cleared from everything that she needed to do, on Wednesday night last week. And so Thursday became the first opportunity that she could come into our locker room, put her skates on and go on the ice and practice with us. And then it's, my past experience as a player, when I was in the NHL and all of a sudden, you'd be playing somewhere and here comes a young lad being called up from the minors and how are they going to use him tonight? He hasn't practiced with us. Are they going to play him tonight or what role is he going to play? And so as I came to the game Friday, that's sort of the mindset I took. I'm not sure how I was going to use her, if I was going to use her, because, is it fair to put her out there against the number one team in the country with only one practice under her belt? But I sprinkled her in the middle part of the first period. And, again, you go off what you see. And so she seemed comfortable. She had a couple shots on net, her first shift. And so it's like, okay, let me see you again. And then, she gave us a spark. Obviously, having Buckbinder back over the weekend was a big positive move for us. And, adding, Eden and the way she was able to compete and play, that gave us a little more depth than if she had not been there.
Yeah, Lacey Eden scored a goal, her first collegiate goal on Saturday. But I knew that she would be okay. Her first shift, you mentioned, she took the puck off the wall, the left wing wall, and with her skate kicked it to her forehand instead of reaching back with her stick. She kicked the puck to her forehand and snapped one off from the top of the left circle and almost beat Lauren Bench. And I was like, yeah, okay, she can play. Wondering, though, how does the rest of the team handle that? Because, you remember the Miracle movie, right? You guys are getting ready for the Miracle on Ice, and here comes Herbie bringing in a gopher, and you're thinking somebody's going to lose his job on Team USA. I mean, how did your team respond to that?
Yeah, that's that was the other concern that we as a coaching staff had. How are people going to react? And so, we addressed it. We talked about it with the team, it's no different than what we do in the fall. We bring these young kids in, and you might have 3, 4, 5, 6 freshmen in a particular year, and it's just everybody respecting, getting to know that individual, what her story might be. We just happened to do this time, at semester, which we haven't done in the past. So that's still work in progress. I'm sure some of the players will get to know her. Find out that she's a nice young lady. She's got the same desires and aspirations as the other players, as far as being on our team, making a contribution. It's a touchy situation, but I think with the makeup of our team and certainly with our captains and our leadership and our upper class people, what I saw on the bench Friday, it was very positive. When she had her first couple of shifts, the encouragement from the other players, obviously when she scored a goal Saturday, people were excited for her. And so I think as we talk to our captains, we need to accept her. She's going to become a teammate, and we need to move forward in a real positive direction, because I think she can help us. And I think, once people get to know her and really understand who she is, her background, she's just another hockey player, and now she's going to be your teammate. And so we're going to treat her like we would do any other teammate.
Yep. She's a Badger now. Mark, thanks so much for your time. Yep. Best of luck up in St. Cloud on that big ice sheet. And we'll talk to you again soon. Oh. Okay.
Playing on Lake Mendota.
That's Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Badgers play at St. Cloud State Friday and Saturday. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up the Wisconsin Hockey Hour in just a few moments from Learfield, IMG College.
Badger fans, now you can have all of your favorite foods from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company delivered directly to your home, exclusively through Eat Street. You can also carry out from all of our locations, downtown, Hilldale, Fitchburg, and East Madison. Just visit GreatDanePub.com to place your carryout or delivery order. That's GreatDanePub.com. The Great Dane is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Enter to win football or basketball tickets for the 21-22 season. Visit amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win. That's amfam.com/badgers. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Sean Clary. When we started Clary Building Corp in 1978, quality craftsmanship and customer service were just how you did business. Those values and traditions are even more important today. No matter how you utilize your Clary building, we design, engineer, and manufacture everything in-house so we can back up the promise to deliver the building you deserve. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Badger fans, it's hockey season, and it's time to give your property a home ice advantage with solar power. Get off the sidelines with All Energy Solar. 2021 is the final year for federal residential solar tax credits. Get your project on the books with a free consultation. Reservations are filling fast. All Energy Solar is your preferred teammate in solar with financing available. Visit allenergysolar.com today to request your free consultation before the final whistle blows.
Well, Big Ten coaches and administrators met Monday to discuss the conference tournament, and it sounds like all seven teams could end up in a single site in March. Possibly Notre Dame will keep you up to date on that. Again, the Wisconsin men's hockey team resumes Big Ten play Thursday and Friday at Penn State. Both games start at 5 o'clock with pregame coverage at 4:30 on the Badger Sports Network. And the top-ranked Wisconsin women skate at St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock. My thanks to Tony Granato, Mark Johnson, and a special thanks once again to Dave McCann for all of his work behind the scenes. I'm Brian Posick, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. This has been the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield IMG College.
The Wisconsin Hockey Hour has been brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.